I think we're set on gummy bears for a while. All they had was this monster bag that's like 7 pounds. Here's your Coke. You really don't mind driving for a bit? Thanks, my foot was on fire being in that position for so long. Cruise control is definitely a requirement for the next rental. Alright, let's see here. What are you in the mood to listen to? We have 3 more hours of overcast sky and empty cornfields, so our mission is to keep each other alert. We might have to get creative, huh? So, music? Or I could find one of those serial killer podcasts you like. Surprise you. Okay. Oh, I have an idea. Hang on. There's this site that maps out landmarks and the quirky shit to see along your trip route. Something's marked near here. How would you feel about a quick detour? It only adds about 5 minutes? Okay. You want to know where we're stopping, or you want it to be a surprise? Sure you want to know? Surprises are fun. You just said so. Fine. Get ready, because it's gonna blow your mind. We're going to be in the actual physical presence of the most majestic, world's largest, because it's one of a kind, pickle silo! Yeah, pickle silo. Literally, an old farm silo. Technically, I guess it's a, what's it, grain bin? But it's painted like a fucking pickle. Yeah, I don't know exactly why. No, it doesn't look like they sell pickles. It just looks like a pickle. It is pretty dumb, but that's what makes it fun and makes the trip less monotonous. Sometimes the dumb stuff ends up being what you remember most. And I didn't even get to the best part yet. The awkward smiley face. Yes, look, someone posted a picture. Check this out. Reddit material right here. I know. Do we hate it or do we love it? 50-50? Plus, baby, look at the mileage we can get out of this. Will you take a selfie with my massive pickle? I knew you'd be on board. Your sense of adventure is one of the things I most love about you. What am I going to do for you? Well, whatever would you like me to do for you? I recognize that look. What are you thinking about, huh? You're thinking about pickles now, aren't you? Oh, turn right at that white sign up there? Yeah, that one, right there. Is that I think that might be. That's it on the other side of the woods. I mean, we're not going to be able to miss that thing, right? It says it's a left at the dirt road coming up. I think you found it, baby. Come on. Well, isn't that an atrocity? Yes, that's one way to put it. He's happy about something. What's with that one funky eye? See? Thank goodness we stopped. You could have gone your entire life without laying eyes on this masterpiece. You know, there's nobody here. No, it's not that I expected a crowd. I'm just saying there's nobody here. You taste like gummy bears. Oh, you're right. It looks like a door used to be hung there. Let's go check out the inside. Yep, this is very spacious. Authentically cobwebby. But, private enough. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and take a wild guess that you've never fucked in a silo. No? Would you like to get fucked in this one? Let me hear you say it. Have you been thinking about what we did when we stopped yesterday? Were you sitting there in your flirty little skirt on the way here, getting tingly and damp? Imagining what we might do this time. I've been craving your body since we left this morning, if we're being honest. Oh, you crave mine too, huh? Show me, my love. Hard is an understatement. You seem to have that effect on me without fail. Mm.
You see that ladder built onto the wall there? I want you to walk over, place your hands on the sides, like you were going to climb up. Yeah, that's it. Can your left foot reach that first rung? Perfect. Rest it right there. Oh, you look so fucking hot staring over your shoulder with that expression. I'm just gonna take my time soaking up the visual. And while I keep doing that, my hands, they're gonna drift underneath this shirt. Up your ribcage. Slowly along the sides of your breasts. Tuck my fingers into the top edge of your bra and slowly pull the cups down. Like this. Your nipples are standing like little pikes. Keep your hands on the ladder, baby. I know you want to touch. I know exactly what I'm doing. Just like I know exactly why you wore that skirt today. I think I'm gonna leave your tits out like that for now. Would you like my hands on your thighs? Yeah. Spread for me, baby. Just tracing my way up and up and up. Shit, baby. Where did your panties go? When did you do that? The gas station? Oh, darling, you are fucking it. Jesus Christ, look at your ass with your skirt pushed up. What would you do if someone walked in here right now? If someone walked in and saw you with your ass all exposed like that, about to get railed by your lover, you'd keep going without a second thought, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Because you are my feisty, wanton little slut, aren't you? She comes out just for me. Hands on the ladder, baby. Hands on the ladder. Yes. Now you get to stay like that. Will I tease your tender little pussy with my fingers? So fucking wet. Foot still up? Good. Because I get to reach around and clamp my fingers down between your legs, pinning you against me. I'd ask you if you are enjoying yourself, but the way my middle finger is resting over a fucking slip and slide, it's giving you away. So, I'll indulge us both and allow my fingertip. Like that. I don't want to overstimulate you. Not yet, anyway. This is for the skirt. Two can play that game. Lightly up, down, and up, and back down until you're slick and squirmy and savoring the slightest muscle movement in my hand. Suppose I delve in and greet your hard little clit, coaxing softly along the side of your swollen little nub. How's this? Good. I live to make you feel this way as often as you'll have me. Go ahead, yes. Please guide my fingers where you need them. Take two and push them in. You're so eager. It's honestly, it's endearing. Do you imagine these nipples might appreciate some attention? Lucky for you, I have a free hand that's more than happy to oblige. Was it the tugging you liked best last time? There's the reaction. That's it. Let her out, baby. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Come for me. Come on my fingertips. Keep your hands on the ladder. You doing okay? It really echoes in here, doesn't it? Now, I want you to look at that metal wall in front of you and memorize every ridge, every speck, every scratch. Oh, don't turn around, just feel. Do you feel that pre-cum drooling onto your thighs? That's all for you, baby. You make my cock go fucking feral. It's twitching at the thought of nestling up into your pussy. Are you ready for it? God, it wrecks me to hear you say it like that. It is. It's all yours, baby. sink back on it. Yeah. Jesus, keep grinding. Don't slow down. Grab your hair. Like this. Huh? Is that what you need done? One hand with a fistful of your hair. And the other on your hips. Directing you back onto my fucking cock. That's what I do, love. I give you what you need. Yes, get it. That's it. Fucking get it. I've got you. I've got you. Oh, you're my shuddering little sexy mess. I've got you. Oh. Turn around. Come here. Holy fucking shit, yes. Do you ever give me what I need? I mean it. And what I need most at the moment is to unleash this fucking cum on your knees. You do what you do so well for me. Oh. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm close, baby. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, you're gonna fucking, oh, you're gonna fucking suck my soul out. Oh shit, that's it. Right there. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Just like that. Oh. Fuck yes. Fuck, swallow it. Just swallow it. Swallow it straight down. Oh my God. Oh, good God, woman. What did you say? Leave no trace? Yeah, silo sex etiquette, of course. Okay, time for us to get back on the road, I think.
good timing. I fucking love you. Maybe we should take the same route on our way back. Make this a tradition. What do you say? Oh, and hey, I guess we figured out why the pickle has that smile.